Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leanne Miller.
And Matt Barris.
Well, Matt, you're looking a little peaked.
What does that mean?
You know, you're looking a little sleepy.
Well, Leanne, some of us be out here trying to get health benefits, you know? Some of us, we be streeting, we be working, we be doing.
You look a little peaked. Peaked means like a little tired in the eyes.
Well, I'm 40. Just a...
Oh, you even hit the bell like you're 40.
Well,
like,
I'm so tired. It's so slow. It's a slow bell.
Well, you know, you have a lot happening still at work.
Even though
the children's are gone from school, you're moving a building.
We're busy.
You're moving from one building.
That's right.
Elementary school to another school, brand new school. So there's just a lot happening.
There's a lot going on.
Listen, you were moving boxes. Like, you know, for all those people out there that might think when you're an admin for school that you just sit behind a desk and, you know, like put a pencil behind your ear.
I don't work on that kind of team.
No.
Some teams maybe. If you're a teacher out there, you're like, oh, that's my team. That's not my team. My team, we move boxes too.
We're moving boxes.
We gotta get it done.
All right. Good day. Go.
Listen, I have such a good day.
Okay.
Good day.
All right, I'm ready.
It's kind of actually, do you have yours ready? Because mine kind of leads into our
Okay. My good day is good weekend. Recently we had our OGs in town, two from our counselor cluster, Emily and Kat, and you and Mallory.
I know.
And Dee and I, we all got together.
It was so good.
We had the whole weekend.
It was so good.
And there was a couple things that stood out to me.
We haven't talked about this. I'm excited to hear what you think.
There's a few things that stood out to me for that weekend. You know, we go way back. We all go way back. Mal and the girls go further back.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I met Kat and them because of Mallory.
You know, I do appreciate when you acknowledge that friendships birthed out of the Barris family.
Yes.
That just feels so good.
I know, right? And they're just such good people and good friends. And
Mallory knows how to pick them.
She does.
I know,
she
right?
really does. But Mallory also, okay, so here are my two things. I was reminded once again.
I know what you're going to say.
Why do you look so pouty? I was reminded once again how funny Mallory is.
I know. She's funny.
Mallory is very funny. And also, you make her laugh, and the girls make her really laugh. And Mallory has this great, like, belly laugh, like when she can't hold it in.
Yeah, she
like,
does.
It's just a really good belly laugh. So I was reminded how funny Mallory
she
is.
She is really funny.
But, you
funny.
Know, you get a little bit spicy about it because you just don't want her to be funnier than you.
You know, historically in my life, I've had an identity of the funny one. And I feel like I play that role still.
Yeah.
Places that I work live.
I mean, you can look at me and I laugh.
Listen, Heather Sanders, I work with her. She's a loyal listener. We laugh. We laugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I typically play the role of the funny one.
I know.
But Mallory is funny.
She takes the cake. Yep,
she takes the cake.
So I was reminded of that. And then the other thing that I don't think I'll ever forget is everyone did not know that Joey and Emma, his girlfriend, were coming. So
all night we were like, I wish they would stop in this weekend. Yes, can we meet her? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And I was dodging that question because I knew they were going to surprise you.
Yeah.
So Emily went inside to get a drink and she was standing and I got to see her see them and it was so sweet.
Oh, that's cute.
And because, you know, Joey was little when you guys first met him. He was a kid.
He was little in our trauma too.
He was little in the trauma too.
Yeah.
So I got to see her see him. And then when they walked out onto the porch, it was Joey first and you were surprised. But then when you saw Emma, your response was so sweet. And I think it just really made her feel special too.
Yeah.
Like you were like, what? What?
Yeah,
it was really exciting. And they stayed the whole weekend.
Yeah,
it was awesome. We really had such a great weekend together. It was wonderful. Yeah.
Besides, to add to what you said, Emma tried to, people, if you've seen on Instagram the whole dog jaw thing. Bless you. The whole dog jaw thing. You go, you walk up, you have somebody come over and you're like, hey, can you feel my jaw? And then when they touch your jaw, you go.
She said, oh, my jaw's really tight. Have you heard of dog jaw? I think I have it. And she goes, feel. And I went up to feel it. And she just goes, raw, 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 like a dog to your hand, toward your hand. Yeah, and I jumped. That's and then so she fun. Tried it on you.
You were like, I think that this is true. Behind the scenes, you put her up to doing it.
I was like, do it to Matt, do it to Matt. And as soon as she started talking and saying it, you looked right at her and tilted your head and you said, I work in public school.
Girl, I know. I know your tricks. I know what you up to. I know your tricks. Yeah, it was such a good one.
So good.
Okay, I'm going to flip the script again.
Okay, all right.
We have a segment that we're going to do first before my good day, because my good day goes right into what we're talking about.
Okay, all right.
So before I get to my good day, we're going to do a Mad Dash.
Mad Dash.
Okay, we're going to leave a spot for music.
Okay.
Right here. Okay.
Okay, here's mine. Ping pong.
No, that's a no for me, dog.
Same.
Ping pong, like I like the idea of it.
Same.
I would love an indoor sport. Now that I'm into sports, maybe I'll get into ping pong. But I don't know. You know, and my great grandma had a ping pong table and a pool table set up in her basement all year round. And I don't know. We just never got into it.
It's a no for me. Ping pong's a no for me, too.
Is it a 1970s sport, or are people still doing it?
I don't know. I think people are still doing it, but I'm not.
Like, did pickleball take over ping pong?
Pickleball took over everything for right now. I mean, pickleball is a thing.
Was there a time in your life where ping pong was the thing to do? Like, was it a 70s thing?
Well, a lot of people did it when I was younger. They had ping pong tables, like, in their basement or in their garage. And it was just, it was an indoor.
Why aren't we doing it anymore?
Well, because we have Xbox and Wiis and PlayStations and those kinds of things.
Okay, that's fair.
What's yours?
Oh, can you do all mine?
Oh, yeah, I'll do them all. Twizzlers.
Yeah, 100% yes.
What flavor?
Only strawberry for me.
All right.
Now, I know some people, I live with some of them, I do baseball with some of them, one of them is my mother, that like the peel cherry. Not my favorite.
Okay. Do you like the OG strawberry. Like strawberry Twizzler, or do you like the ones that you peel off?
No,
like the
not as
ropes?
Much.
Okay. Same.
I don't care for cherry flavors.
No, I don't either. I just want the strawberry OG Twizzlers.
I know. Same. I know.
All right. You can only pick one. I know you don't like this part, but it's
so mean. Only
one of these: barbecue chicken or barbecue pork.
Pork.
Okay.
If you're gonna put some slather on it, slather it on a pork butt. That's what I want. Okay. I don't want no chicken. Chicken gets dry. Give me that pork.
Yeah, pork butt.
We have a pizza place in town that we love. It's called Bosco's. Bosco's, if you are listening, and if you live here in Worcester, go to Bosco's and say, hey, this podcast talked about you. Bosco's has a barbecue pizza, and you can choose chicken or pork.
Okay.
I always pick pork.
Okay.
It's moist.
Pork does hold that juiciness better than the chicken.
I support that.
It's just pork has more fat. That's just all there is to
it. That's right. All right. Here's mine. I had five, but I'll pare it down.
Okay.
Country music.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have like a specific kind?
I like Blake Shelton. He's solid. I like Luke Bryan.
Okay.
I'll go for some George Strait.
Okay.
And Toby Keith.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'll go for some of the older style country. But yeah, I like country.
So here's my thing. Am I allowed to tell my thing with country? I have a 90s country playlist on Spotify that our family has contributed to, and it's like in the summer. I kind of like country sometimes with the windows down and the sunroof open.
All these new country people like Morgan Wallen.
I know, you know people. And Eric Church.
Yes, a lot. Tyler Childress.
Tyler Perry.
No, not Tyler Perry. Tyler Childress. Okay. You know, a lot of just newer country
people. I'm like Shania Twain.
Oh, yeah.
Reba.
Reba. Wow.
Reba.
Talk about cross, just like cross branding.
All the generation. I know.
No, cross branding. Like Reba has a show. Reba, you know, right. Reba does a little
Reba
bit of
does
everything.
It all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shania Twain's my girl. Like, that's my.
Which one does she sing again?
She sings a lot.
I feel like a woman.
The one I'm kind of liking right now is "That Don't Impress Me Much."
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Yeah, that's a real good
one. So you got a car.
I think
it's funny. Okay. Where's the volume in your car when you're listening to music? Are we cranking or are we middle?
Here's something I want to say. This is a thing between Daryl and I.
Oh,
because
shocking.
Daryl has his volume on Can you turn it up a little bit? Because I can barely hear it. Oh, that's Daryl's volume. Mine is, the speakers are vibrating.
Same.
It is loud. And whenever he gets in the car, when I've been in the car and he turns it on, he kind of jumps.
I can picture it.
It's so loud.
My children asked me to turn down the radio because it's too loud for them.
Yeah, but I love it loud.
I gotta have it loud. I do have an announcement to make. I'm starting to shop for a car. I've talked about my car before. I have a Honda.
Subaru. If you are listening.
Yeah, Jermaine of College Hills in Worcester. If you're listening, let's do something. Here's the thing. I have a Honda CR-V.
Yeah, and you've had that.
It is a 2005, and it has 272,000 miles on it. And it's just time. Like, it's not dead. It might last another year, but it's time to start at least looking.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So here's one of my criteria. Has to have a good sound system.
Yes.
I told Mallory, I've never had a car that has like a really good rockin' sound system. Oh, okay. And that is up there for me right now. Yes. So it has to have something good.
Yes.
Okay, here's my last one. Gum.
Yes.
Okay, what are you chewing?
I'm not right now.
Well, I know you're not right now.
Gum is a when I feel like it thing.
Yeah.
And I go through like seasons of gum chewing.
Sure.
Daryl has started walking in the door chewing on some. I'm like, what is happening here? Well, he used to always chew gum when we were first married. He chewed gum all the time, and he kind of quit chewing gum. But after his open heart surgery, you know, life changes, Matt. You just pick up your gum chewing again.
I guess.
And he likes the extra. He likes extra. Like, and
that's a classic.
And you know which one I like? Is I like the ones in the little square containers that shake out. What is that?
Well, because it's like a cigarette pack. That's why you like it. It looks like a pack of cigarette gums. So that's on brand for you.
I do like those. I like those Orbit. Little cubes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes,
I like Orbit.
Yes.
You know, I love gum, but I don't have it all the time either. I don't know. All right. Here's my good day. That's going to lead into our topic today.
Okay.
So a couple weeks ago, this is so on brand with our podcast, and it's probably why he's one of my best friends.
Okay.
So maybe 6 weeks ago, my friend Eric Heller said,
Eric is one of the Skyline guys, and he's also Hibachi.
He's Hibachi Eric and Skyline Eric.
Yeah.
And chemistry teacher.
Yeah. He really does wear a lot of hats.
He does. He's a busy guy.
And also Eric does stuff with the weather.
He does. He's like a local weather legend.
He is.
I know.
Like on Facebook.
I know. He's famous. Shout out, Eric.
Eric, if you are listening.
He is. I know he is. Here's the thing. About 6 weeks ago, Eric texted me and went, Matt, I want to do something with you. So I need you to like pick a night that we both have free and we're going to go do an activity.
Yeah, it's so funny because you had to pick it like 4 weeks out. I know. Because that's how the calendar is, right?
Hashtag baseball dad. So I picked a date. He was like, we're going to go get wings because we both love wings. And he's like, and we're going to go do something. And his caveat to that was, it's out of your comfort zone, but I think you're going to love it.
Okay.
So we hop in the car. We're driving. We're going to Cleveland.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking it was something sports related.
Okay. Is he sporty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it was like it was sports is a hobby for him. He wasn't like a high school athlete or college athlete.
Okay.
Eric, this is a fun fact about Eric. He went to the University of Akron.
Okay.
And he started a club for sports fans. It was called the AK Rowdies.
Okay.
And it's still going today, but he was one of the OG started it.
That's back when
he was in college.
That's awesome.
But he is a sports fan for sure. So we drive to Cleveland. We go to Quaker Steak and Lube. They have such good wings.
They do.
Have you been there?
Yes, Quaker Steak and Lube. Oh, if you were listening.
This is not a sponsored podcast, but we are dinging. So we went to Quaker Steak, and then we ate. He hopped in the car, and he's like, all right, are you ready? We have to be there at 7 o'clock. And I was like, okay. So we're driving. And across the horizon,
yes,
I see these large metal poles with these large nets. And I was like, are we going to
Top Golf?
And he said, we are going to Top Golf.
Okay.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
Top Golf is fun. Top Golf, if you're listening, it's hot tonight. So Top Golf, if you've never been to Top Golf, I'm not selling Top Golf to you, but maybe I am. I thought it was a driving range. It's not just a driving range. It's virtual reality simulators. There's different colored holes on the green that you can aim for. The first game we played was an Angry Birds video game with the golf clubs.
Well, I saw a picture of you swinging, and you had some big concentration on your face.
I did. I also... I posted a picture. My form, I think, looks pretty good.
Okay.
And also, my calves look great in that one picture because you have to use your calves to stretch and turn.
Okay.
So
okay.
What
are you
loved
telling
it.
Me? Are you going to be a golfer now?
Maybe. Okay. Baseball, golf.
All right.
It's my spring sports. I'm a double sport athlete now. So here's what I have to say is... Eric did, he said, I think you're going to love it, but it's going to push you outside of your comfort zone. And it totally did. And what I appreciate about that is that was like, I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
And it felt like spontaneity.
Yeah.
And so today we wanted to talk a little bit about what does it mean to be spontaneous and how to do it and why it's important in our life. Because, you know, I am in a season of life where I love a good plan. I love a plan because our lives are planned. You know I have certain amount of time to do certain things.
Yes.
I need to be places. I have meetings at work. I need to be at the baseball diamond right now. So my life is very planned, but those moments of spontaneity are so good for our brain. Mm-hmm. I'll add to this story too. This past Saturday, actually, we had nothing going on. Nothing at all. Nothing on the calendar. We had no baseball games. And we were sitting around drinking coffee. And it was maybe like 9:30. And I texted Mallory and I said, hey, do you want to see if our friends Matt and Maggie Hewling are available today? We'll drive to Columbus. We hadn't seen them in a while. And she went, sure. We don't have anything going on. Let's do it. So we texted them. And by 10:30, we were on the road. Headed to Columbus, we had lunch and spent the afternoon and evening with them.
Well, I know this because you FaceTimed me from a cute little store that looked like an antique store.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a thrift store. Which one was it?
An antique store.
Antique store.
Yeah.
And there were swan.
Everywhere.
There were swan.
There's swans. Listen, swans are in thrift stores right now.
They are.
What's happening?
I don't know, Matt. I think that people like me, older people like me, got into swans, and now all of a sudden they're popular.
Or because all the people that love swans are dying, and their children are giving them to the thrift stores.
Well, here's the thing. I started collecting swans a while ago, you didn't really see swans.
They're
like
everywhere.
You didn't. Now
but
they're everywhere.
Maybe I just noticed them more.
Maybe
that's it.
True.
I
got my swan moo-moo, but there were some really cute swan things. Just Maggie. Shout out Just Maggie.
Just Maggie.
Yeah, Just Maggie knows,
she knows
the places
to
go.
Columbus.
Yeah.
So here's what I want to say. I would say out of the two of us, one of us is probably, I can confidently say, more spontaneous than the other.
Oh, yeah, that would be me.
And that would be you.
Yeah, for sure.
How do you do it? How do you just throw caution to the wind and go, whatever?
I just follow my heart, Matt.
Wow, but what happens when everything else falls apart, when nobody gets fed and there's laundry to do?
Well, the laundry will wait. People getting fed, there's always drive-thrus. I mean, you can always figure that out.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you go to the gas station, pick up some snacks, sure. And they have those hot dogs that roll around on that.
I mean, eat a roller hot dog.
Yeah.
I support
that.
I
mean, I say that sometimes, well, not sometimes, more times than not, the spontaneity moments or the things that you do at the last minute are the things often that you really remember.
True. True. I support that. Here's the thing. I think for myself, I think spontaneity and planning things that are just like spur of the moment is so fun.
It's so fun.
But it also does bring up some anxiety. I'm just going to be real with you.
I don't have any anxiety when it comes to spontaneity. I'm like, let's go.
You really don't have anxiety, which is shocking to me.
I don't.
It's really annoying.
Don't. The only time that I
really
get...
bothers me.
I don't call it anxiety. The only time that I get like...
like worried?
No. You could call it worried. The only time I get nervy, like, or kind of nervous is if I'm getting ready to do something that I want to do really, really well. And I want it to go really, really well.
Sure.
I can get a little nervous about that because I want everything to be well, done well, sure. and I want it to go well.
Sure.
I can feel nervousness or anxiety when it comes to our kids, our boys.
Yeah.
Like Joey, you know, I think it was either last year or the year before, went to Europe for the whole month of May. I was so happy he did that and so happy he had the opportunity, but I was so glad once he was home right. and safe and everything was good.
Right.
Because, you know, when you've lived long enough and seen enough life, you know the things that can happen.
Sure. Well, so, I feel like in some regard, that's a case for both. Because I think right. it's also a case for like, what's the worst that could happen?
Right.
You know what I right. mean? I also right. think that's a case for being more spontaneous, because I think you can go, well, what's the worst that could happen? The laundry waits a day and we eat a burger in the car?
Yeah, right, like, right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Like, if right. that's the worst that could happen, let's go eat ice
exactly,
cream first.
Right. Well, planned spontaneity would also be like this. At the end of June, our friend Wilma, who's in our counselor cluster, got tickets to a K-pop concert.
Oh, no.
And,
oh, that's a no for me, dog.
And it's called...
Are
it's
you
the
going?
The K-pop band is called Stray Kids. And she asked me if I would go. And I said yes.
Well, good for you.
Because I was like, I'm in my concert era. I didn't grow up going to concerts.
Right.
So I'm not going to say no to concerts unless it's like, I'm not going to go to Metallica or Ozzy right. Osbourne.
Or something uncomfortable.
Like, I'm not going to go to heavy metal.
No.
I wouldn't enjoy that. But you know what? I'll go to a K-pop concert.
You'll probably love
Those
it.
Those boys are so cute and they just like bebop around.
Yeah,
and...
honestly, you'll probably meet one of them and you'll be their mother. And you'll be like, here's a pork chop. I just had a pork chop in my bag. Take it home. Warm it up.
So we're going to go to Chicago.
Oh, no.
And Missy from Breakfast Club
yeah.
is coming with us. We're going to stay in the Airbnb. And I'm just ready. I'm ready to eat some deep dish pizza.
Yeah, that's great.
And some pasta and go to a concert. And for me, that is planned spontaneity because mm-hmm. that is not a concert I would pick.
Right.
And I'm not going to go to Chicago unless it's with friends.
Right.
I don't want to go to a big city.
So here's what we know is spontaneity and being spontaneous, whether it's planned or unplanned, looks like this. It increases our happiness. So often
I believe that.
Often it introduces us to something we may not have been introduced to otherwise.
Okay.
And I think it breaks that rut that we're in.
Oh.
You
yeah.
know, whether you're on if you're on a schedule, you kind of have things that you expect every
yeah.
day. You know,
yeah.
you walk into work,
yep.
you see the same people,
right.
you do the same thing, you make the same food, you put your kids
right.
to bed,
right.
you kiss your spouse goodnight, and you start over again.
Right.
So I think it kind of changes that up for us.
Yes.
Whether it's planned or unplanned, it gives us something different and new.
Listen, spontaneity helps me so much in the winter.
Yeah,
because
totally.
In the winter, I can get like a little bit of the winter blues, like day after day,
yeah.
gray,
sure.
cold, gray. And if I go, okay, I'm going to hop up and I'm going to go to a different town and go to an antique mall.
Sure.
It just helps me.
And look for more brass swans.
Yes.
Here's the other thing. It reduces our stress. And I could debate this one because
okay.
I found myself in some spontaneous situations where I've actually felt more stressed.
Really?
For example,
okay.
on the way home from baseball the other
okay.
night, I thought, we got to win. Let's get some ice cream. Well, wouldn't you know it? The line was just so stinking long.
So long.
And I just didn't want it.
Okay.
I didn't want to do it.
Okay.
I was like, I wanted to be the fun, cool dad that's like, let's go get ice cream. And it didn't feel good to me.
Okay.
It felt stressful. And so Mallory, in all of her wisdom, said, why don't you park and I'll walk in? Because there wasn't hardly anybody in there. And it did come out faster.
Mallory, man.
Mallory for the win. She's not just a good time.
She's not just
cutting jokes.
She's not just eye candy.
No. Well, I didn't say that. We don't talk like that on here. But she's not just a laugh. She's got a brain too.
Oh, she's so good, yeah.
It also helps our creativity. You know, it puts us in different I'm gonna place bets that when you get back from this K-pop concert,
okay.
you're gonna have a little rush of creativity. Whether that
yes.
means you're gonna look at your plants and go, I'm gonna repot those, or you'll have ideas for mm-hmm. the podcast,
yeah. Yeah.
or you'll come across a food that you're like, yes. I wanna try to make that.
Or I'll be like, hey, let's try to interview one of those boys.
Oh Lordy. I don't know about that. All right, here's the next one. Is it increases our confidence because
oh,
we're trying new things.
That's good.
You know, for me, I think I've watched this in my boys with baseball. My wife and I were not the kind of kids that wanted to try new things if we didn't think we were going to do good at
okay.
it. And I have watched our boys this baseball season just try something new.
I love that.
And I feel like it's increased their confidence and they're getting better. And so,
and you can tell they're enjoying it.
Totally.
They're enjoying the camaraderie, totally. The team, the whole yeah. team idea.
And when we have these spontaneous experiences, let's say we're going on a hike, Kakaledka, she roasted us for talking up for dogging hikes.
She was like, why in the world would you like a hike? But you know what, Kat? I still don't like hikes. Sorry.
I know. But and I want to know where are we going.
But listen, here's what I will say. In response to Kat's response to us about hiking.
Okay. I like that we're just going straight for the public forum for this one. We're like, we're not talking to her about it in person. We're going straight for the podcast. Go.
I really haven't given hiking a fair shot.
Okay.
Now, she's in her car right now, shaking her head yes and saying, that's right, Lee.
She's
going
to text us
that's
in
right,
about
Lee.
An hour.
Yes. I haven't given it a fair shot because I saw somebody's pictures on Instagram in the spring that they were hiking a Cleveland park and there were so many narcissists, like the spring bulbs, the spring flowers. Mm-hmm. There were so many. It took my breath away and I thought, now that kind of hike,
I could hike for that.
Whenever I think of hiking, I think of Machu Picchu. I don't want to do that.
No, me either.
So I think of that. Yeah. So I don't want to do that.
Well, hiking
I would
can
rather
be
just
flat.
Like, yeah, I'd like to hike where it's flat, where there's a path.
There's paved.
And even where there's paved ones. I haven't given it quite a fair shot.
There's a hike and somebody's going to come on my DMs. Yeah,
plus Kat's going to invite us to hike.
I know. Oh gosh, Kat. There's a hike that we did with Kat once actually. And it's in this park where people have carved faces in the rock.
Okay.
That's cool because there's things to look at.
Okay. You like
That's
that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, here's the last one. It also helps us with flexibility in our life.
Oh,
so, you know, if you are
probably one of the most valuable things about it.
Well, if, Lord knows. Yes.
Because people can get so rigid, especially as they get older. You know,
girl.
Like the older people get, the more rigid we can become.
Oh.
And we just need to stay flexible.
Oh, there's so much we could honestly do a whole podcast about this.
That's so true.
It's so painful to watch. Inflexible people.
Yes.
It's painful. And it's honestly, I can reflect on myself when I'm feeling inflexible and be like, why did I do that? Why did I react like that?
Also, here's something very true. I know I don't have grandchildren yet. And my hope and prayer is that one day I will.
Mm.
But when we're gone, people are going to, why is this making me emotional?
I know. I was like, are you crying about being flexible?
No. Is that part of getting older is that you become very aware that you're not going to be here forever. Right?
Sure.
So I want there to be a thought about me that is fun and flexible.
Sure.
And like my, I don't know what my children are going to call me, but I'm with grandchildren, but I'm going to say,
Yaya. That's what my
kids
call
but
you.
What if when my grandchildren are 30 and they were like, Yaya was always so fun. She would show up at school just to pick me up with cookies in the backseat.
Yeah.
Like I think when we're flexible, we build into our legacy of what people are going to say about us later.
Sure.
I do not want my kids and grandkids to talk about me as someone who's rigid, who would never like be flexible or never change their plans.
Sure.
Like I want to be okay. If my kids text a week before Thanksgiving and say, we have an opportunity to do this over Thanksgiving. I know we plan to come home, but we have
to Machu Picchu.
And my hope is that I would be thrilled for them because they're excited and say, we'll catch up late. I want that.
Turkey tastes good the week after Thanksgiving too.
That's right.
So I think when we put ourselves in spontaneous situations that cause us to pivot or to change our plans, it helps us be flexible. So you're like, okay, Matt, so I hear you. How do I do this? So here's my first thing is you need to pick the big rocks in your schedule. What are the things you have to do? For me right now, my big rocks are work. Is my number one big rock outside of my family. And then we've chose as a family that baseball is a big rock for us.
Yeah.
So right now that's an important thing for us. So make those priorities and do not overplan your life. because you have to have those little holes of spontaneity where you're like,
that's good.
Oh, it's a Friday night. We don't have anything. Let's text a friend or let's drive to an ice cream place an hour away just to try it out. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, no matter what season of life you're in, my wife and I don't have endless time where we're able to just be like, let's jump in the car and do this. You know, we have to think about three children,
big rocks,
and a dog and jobs and all that kind of stuff. So I think like you have to plan the things that you have to do,
right?
But leave space. Don't overplan your life so that you have no margin. I think we've talked about this even with finances. Is I think with our being generous of time and generous of finances, I think you have to have some wiggle room so that you can make space for opportunities that could present themselves.
Yeah, that's good.
So the other day you texted me when I was in Columbus and you were like, oh, I'm driving by your guys' house.
Yeah.
Let's go to a greenhouse together. And we were out of town, but we weren't doing anything that day. I could have said yes. And we could have gone.
Yes.
That's another thing. Our life isn't overplanned.
Right. That's another thing is when you feel the nudge. When you feel the nudge, like, hey, I should call so-and-so and see if they can grab lunch today. Listen to the nudge.
Sure.
Because even if the person doesn't have enough margin that day to do it, maybe they'll say, I can't today, but I could the day after tomorrow. And then what you're doing also is making time for the people in your life that are important.
100%. Here's the next one is act on your impulses. You know, there's so many times where we talk ourselves out of something where we're like, oh, I should buy this gift for this person.
Yes.
I should text this person. I should go visit this, this person or call this person. Act on your impulses. Obviously within reason.
Yes.
You know, we're not talking.
Nothing naughty.
No, or illegal. But those impulses, those little things that you're like, oh, wouldn't it be fun if I blah, blah, blah. And then for some reason, maybe it's the old crotchety person that we have living inside of us goes, oh, don't do that. It would be weird or important or I should be doing this.
Right.
Every now and then it's fine.
Yes.
It's fine to throw some of those responsibilities
especially
out the window.
If what you're thinking about doing, this is kind of a litmus test for me. Now that you're talking about this, because I do spontaneity in sometimes in a different way, I always ask myself is what I'm getting ready to do life-giving?
Sure.
Like, is it something that has merit and value and is life-giving? I'll give you an example. The other day I follow, a coffee truck on Instagram and she named the coffee truck after, you can put it in the show notes. We can put her handle in the show notes. Her little coffee truck. Oh, what's the name of it? I started following her on Instagram when she was, what's it called in Worcester when they do Christmas? They do Christmas.
The Window Wonderland?
Yes. Okay. Say this name.
Morando's Cafe.
Yeah, Morando's Cafe. Okay, it's named after her grandmother. It's the most darling little coffee truck you've ever seen. It's adorable. And she goes to different events. She has a full-time job, Matt. She has a full-time job, and she does this on the weekends. And I started following her on Instagram, and as I've followed her on Instagram, every time she gets on to talk about events or her coffee truck or her business, I keep hearing this word like honest, like it's just so honest. Like when I hear her talk about things, it's so honest. When I hear her talk about her grandmother, naming it after her grandmother, so honest. And I was like, you know, she is at one of my favorite greenhouses, Buckwalter, if you are listening, and Morando's, if you're listening, sweet Carla. So I thought, you know, I should go over there because her coffee truck is at Buckwalter Greenhouse, and tell her exactly what I think every time she talks on Instagram. Tell her, encourage her and tell her what I think. And there was a little part of me that was like, oh, that's kind of cornball-y, kind of cheesy, And I'm like, nope. And it kept coming back to me, like, you should go do that. And Daryl wasn't home. He was down at his mom and dad's. And I thought, you know, I'm going to go do it. And I went and did it. And I walked up to her and I said, okay, listen, I want you to finish the transaction because I want you to look in my eyeballs when I say what I'm getting ready to say to you. She's like, oh, okay. So she looks, I said, we look at each other and I say, okay, listen, I said, 15, 20 years ago, I probably would have been too hesitant, too insecure, too awkward to listen to the nudge that I'm getting ready to say to you. But I really feel like I want to say this. I want you to hear me. I said, I want to encourage you that I just, your whole message is so honest. Every time you get on Instagram, it's just so honest. And this business just feels so honest and pure and good. And the coffee is amazing, but it's just darling. It's darling how she has it set up, her approach to it. And I think that sometimes when we have that nudge to say something like that, we talk ourselves out of it because it does feel awkward.
Sure.
It does feel vulnerable.
Sure.
It also feels like, oh my gosh, is this person going to think I'm weird? She hugged me after I said she hugged me. She said, let me hug you. And then before I left, she goes, I'm going to come around the table and hug you again.
Oh, that's sweet.
And I think we don't know. We really don't know what people are going through.
Sure.
When we go to speak something like that.
Absolutely.
Or do something like that for someone, or take someone's supper, or deliver, just maybe we're just delivering a little bundle of wildflowers, whatever it is. I think it's important to listen to that nudge. To
sure.
That's kind of spontaneity, I think, is life-giving. And I think sometimes it can feel like a lifeline for people. It can feel like very edifying.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, here's my last two. Just say yes. Just say yes.
That's good.
When opportunities come in front of you, we've talked about this before, the year of yes.
Yeah.
Just say yes.
Yeah, that's good.
And then my last one is schedule unstructured time.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Mallory and I, when we look at our schedule specifically in the fall, we try to block out certain nights where we don't have anything.
Yeah, that's good.
So that, you know, maybe that ends up being
nothing.
Just stay home.
Yeah, exactly.
But it also, we've noticed there are times where somebody's like, hey, can we get together this week and grab dinner? And we're like, yes. Tuesday's open.
Yeah, that's great.
And so I think for you, if you are more of a structured person, if you're like, the thought of just ignoring everything and just going to do whatever I want to do on a whim is really overwhelming to me, maybe your way of being spontaneous is saying, hey, I'm going to schedule some unstructured time in my life to make room for things that could come up.
That feels spontaneous to you.
Yeah. Or to say like, hey, between now and then, I'm going to try something new and it's going to be your planned spontaneity.
Right, right.
Or maybe if you're, you know, there's this sweet couple and I can't think of what their names are. Oh, I do know who it is. It's people from our church, and he is actually a custodian at our building.
Okay.
And his name's Travis.
At the church building?
No, at our school building.
Oh, okay.
Too.
Okay.
And he and his wife try different coffee shops, and that's one of the things
that
they do.
I love that.
I don't believe they have any kids at home anymore, and they just will post pictures of them trying different coffee shops at different places.
I love that. Yeah.
So maybe for you, it's, hey, I'm going to block out time to be spontaneous. And maybe that's trying something new,
going
somewhere new, calling an old friend, but planning that unstructured, spontaneous time is so good for our brain.
Love
and
it.
Listen, maybe what it turns out is you just need to rest too. Because maybe something's not going to pop
up.
And you go, I'm just glad to have a day at home.
Exactly.
There are times like that too. So we totally support that.
Yeah, that's good.
Stay home.
Yeah, stay home.
Do the bed rot.
Okay.
I don't care. Enjoy it. Don't take a shower.
Okay, Matt. Let's talk about food. Oh, wow. That sounded Let's talk about food.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about Water Creek Cheese and Market and Water Creek Foods. And here's what I want to say.
Say it. No one's stopping you. Be spontaneous.
Recently,
very,
very recently, in this very week that we're in,
the week of our Lord.
I ran into, Daryl doesn't like when I say I ran into, because he always says, did you hurt him?
Dad jokes.
I saw Mark Cobolance, the owner of Walnut Creek Cheese and Market and Walnut Creek Foods.
Yes.
Just in the middle of the produce section.
Well, he eats veggies too.
Yes, he does. And he said, so you're doing a podcast, huh? And I said, yes. And he said, Yeah, I've heard about it. I said, you have? And he said, yeah. He said, we were giving a tour to a group of teachers in our area.
Yeah.
And they were talking about your podcast.
Yeah.
And I just want to shout out to Sandra and Allison for dropping our name to Matt Keeler and to Mark Cobolance. They told Matt Keeler they felt like they were talking to a celebrity because we drop his name so much in the podcast. But here's what I want to tell you. when you talk about us and when you share us with other people, when you give us a review on Apple or a star on Spotify,
that's right.
It all means so much and makes such a difference to us.
It really does.
And Sandra said that when they were going through the area where they made the cinnamon rolls, one of them blurted out, "Bring maple or don't come at all."
That's right. I feel like we need a shirt. Bring maple or don't come at all.
That's how I feel about cinnamon rolls. Bring maple or don't come at all.
We know.
That's how I feel.
You're very passionate.
But I just want to say thank you for that. I also built a charcuterie board recently and went to Walnut Creek Cheese to get all of the items for it.
Yeah.
It is one of the best places that, well, it is. It is the best place I know of to get all of your things, all charcuterie.
You can, here's the thing. When you make your way to Amish country or you purchase a product and you say, hey, I heard about this on These Are Good Days, or you stop in a place that, you know, we do joke about like Bosco's Pizza, if you're listening, and Koblenz Chocolates, if you were listening, and all those things, that is kind of a tongue-in-cheek joke, but it's also, it means a lot.
It
means a lot when you're like,
so
we've heard on this, or These Are Good Days.
And then also our coffee beans.
That's right.
I walked right past our, I walked right past the coffee display and there we were on the bag. And I'm just so thankful that Walnut Creek Cheese and Market carries our coffee beans.
Yeah.
And we really do. And I told Mark Koblenz this when I saw him, the love and the actual love of the store and the people that work there comes from a true place.
100%.
I mean, I've loved them since they opened.
That's right.
And I'm just so thankful. I'm thankful for the sponsorship, but I'm also thankful for what they do in our community. They are
so generous.
Yep. They give to O'Huddle. They gave cinnamon rolls to teachers.
Yep.
Like, they really are such a giving business and such a giving organization. And I just felt like we needed to just elaborate a little bit today because it was so good to run into him. And you know, one thing I do love about him as a leader, and we talked about it a little bit, when we saw each other, is that when your leaders are volunteering, that's something to really look at.
Totally.
If your boss or your leader volunteers their time at a nonprofit for people who are marginalized or people that are in need or people that are hungry, that is such a good character quality. And so we were just talking about volunteering and just about life and about our boys, because our boys grew up together. But it was also just really good to see him shopping in his own store.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, well, thank you so much and for joining us in this conversation all about being spontaneous. You know, this week, plan some time for some spontaneity.
Do something different.
Fun. Break up the routine.
Listen, maybe take a different way home.
That's right. Just
maybe take a different route to work.
Yeah,
do something different.
Whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.